And now that we're back from Perry, I'd like to introduce a good friend of mine, the President of Poets for Peace, who are doing positive things in this community and other areas, Bruce Knapp.
Humans have something missing in them. It is that missing element that makes them so hostile to themselves, others, and the universe. It is their hostility toward the environment, which includes even the smallest animals. Have you ever seen a conveyor belt of small chicks, hundreds, thousands of them being tossed about by machine and by people? And then there is the burning of their beaks in the tight, fast cages to spend their lives, hormones, poor feed, and fattening up. What is it that makes us so insensitive and non-caring about the harmony of the whole? War after war, hate, anger, disregard for the protection of the earth, nature's rights and rules. Do people think that they can set their own rules? Like, do they think they are the center of the universe? Perhaps they think they are. They are superior to all, and because they are unhindered, they think they are little gods. I mean, they set God up in their image, didn't they? I don't remember them, or I don't remember being told God was a bear or a bird. While we are little gods of the masters of the universe and set our little ideas forth as the universe must coincide what we wish rather than what the universe or Mother Nature suggests, we wish to break the laws. This concept leads to all our frustrations, stress, anger, hate, bringing all destruction, violence. The truth lies in man living in harmony with nature, understanding her rules, living within them. This, the sages say, will only give man satisfaction, but we are taught differently. We, the conquerors, the rulers, the little gods, everything should be subject to our desires. And who the hell governs our desires anyways? Tells us what we want, that is, wants of fortune, fame, power. I will tell you, it is not nature, but man himself, the media, the power structure, the controlling body. They suggest what is impossible, that one can gain what is not really theirs. And what do they get? The mass working and slaving for them, fighting for them, and keeping us busy so we do not notice the greedy, the arrogant, the Epicurean ways of the controlling force. We talk of being in the real world as if the real world was the practical world, where we get things done. And when you are on the beach, and you see the dolphins, and you see the harmony of the descending sun, is this not the real world too? Not one of greed and technology and gears meshing and grinding together in its resulting stress? Now you too, not the real? You, which is peaceful, graceful, gentle, harmonious, and beautiful? Are you not part of the whole? Are you not the colored feather, the silken thread? Listen. I am not trying to change you or expect the world to change, but next time on the beach or at the restaurant, parking lot, perhaps you will pick up a paper or trash, whether it's yours or not. It stops there and spreads like the afterglow against the aqua purple sky, perhaps just frowning when others speak of war. Or perhaps it stops with the act of looking up the sky and realizing its beauty and its magnanimity, that it is a gift. See the grace of the universe and nature, be able to understand it, to add to it. That is what is missing with us humans. We have forgotten about grace, forgotten how to appreciate and duplicate it. Think about it. Do you know how? Watch the seabirds as they glide inches above the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Watch the sunset into the Gulf. Watch the pink afterglow spread throughout the cloud in the sky, jumping from cloud to cloud, watching the pipers run up and down the shoreline, followed by their young. There it is, style and grace, which makes it all worthwhile to think, to go on, and to create.